home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's-eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Hey, welcome back. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back in on Party Line, Thursday edition of Party Line. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're talking food today. Some good food. We just got done with Kay from Prep and Go. Kay and Rosie doing a great job. They've got their big celebration coming up this Saturday. Make sure you check them out. 11 to 2 o'clock this Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun activities there, and they've got vendors and going to have some really good food. So make sure you check out Kay and Rosie there at Prep and Go, right downtown Michigan Town, right there on 421. In Michigan Town. They're on the west side of 421 there in Michigan Town. Hey, before we bring Joseph on, I got Joseph Bookwalter on the line. Just want to let you know that it's just FYI, it's National Unicorn Day. So if you do spot a unicorn, please report it because they are still looking. Despite the very realistic poster you had in your dorm room, there's been no science evidence of a unicorn yet. So make sure that you report that. It's also International ASMR Day, which stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which basically means a satisfying sound that gives you the tingles. Where did they come up with these days? International ASMR Day. So if you get a nice sound that sounds good, you know, make sure. And it's also National Name Yourself Day. So if you want to be a different name, you can name yourself different today. All right. I don't know. I always kind of like the name Slate. I thought Slate was just a really kind of a masculine name. I also like Preston. So I don't know. Joseph Bookwalter, I know his name, joining me now via telephone. Joseph, have you found any unicorns? Hey, you're making good sounds as you're cooking, and do you want to change your name?
Can't we just stick with, like, National Ice Cream Day and stuff like that?
Hey, I would love that. Let's just
National Barbecue Day.
Every
that
day,
sounds appetizing.
Every day is a brisket day or ice cream day. You're right in my wheelhouse, man.
I did get a text from you last night pretty late, and I saw a little tub of ice cream. Was that the butterscotch marshmallow?
It was whatever you gave Tony. It tasted like there was a little rum in it or something. But
I don't think I put any rum in there. Okay. I'd probably have to tell you that.
Okay. Well, it was definitely.
But that's a good idea.
It was definitely a little butterscotch. It was very good, very very good. It was very
nice.
Good. I enjoyed it immensely. So thank you. Hey, Joseph, we greatly appreciate you joining me today on Foodie Thursday. We're going to call this since we had Prep and Go at the beginning of the show, and now we're gonna bookend it with Bookwalter and the Slabby's gang. You're gonna be open. this Saturday, which you still have Slabby's. You open from time to time, and you've got your catering, and you're very busy with that. But you're opening this Saturday for a special cause, and we greatly appreciate it. The CRAM cause, which is Christ Reaches Rescues All Mankind. That's a group that was formed a few years ago for the Clinton County youth, and it's also part of the recovery group. And it's all about raising money every year to bring in a Christian concert artist, and this year a speaker as well. We try to raise money every year to do that, and we greatly appreciate you helping us with that cause this Saturday. So let's talk a little bit. Before we go into the event, tell me how you're doing, how things going, and where are plans for Slabby's?
I am doing quite well, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it. Life is wonderful. Life is very, very good. As you know, I got baptized last October, been a real game changer for me personally. As far as business is going, it's awesome. Of course, you know, I help at Jimmy John's also, but catering just picks up this time of year. Purdue is a great account of mine. I'm actually heading to campus here in about an hour and a half to do an event. I've got an event up there on next Tuesday for the poster session. I got an event up there on Wednesday. So, yes, things are shaping up to be a great year for Slabby's. As far as opening up, I've wanted to for a while. Well, I take that back. I haven't wanted to until pretty recently. My comment was, when people asked, why don't you open up? And I would say, the more I think about it, the less I want to do it. And that has changed entirely. I'm really excited to get this back open. I take deliveries, and people in random houses ask if I'm the Slabby's guy and when I'm going to open again. And it's quite humbling. I do appreciate it. And I thought, let's do this. Let's get open. Let's have some fun. And with that being said, Tabitha Posey got a hold of me about doing something associated with CRAM. And I said, well, when we open, last time we did it for CORE. And the people from CORE came in, they waited tables, they helped out, and then I made a really nice donation to CORE. And we want to repeat that process with this CRAM event and raising money for it. I know there's a substantial amount to be raised, and we're here to help. It's one of the blessings we have. I've got a beautiful building, it's just a cool place. So all the tips on Saturday are going to go to CRAM. Every single dollar is going to go to support this and try to get these concerts here in Frankfort. So. And I know that's a big deal. The last couple of years, it's been a really special couple of nights when those concerts have been going on. So we are very happy to support it. It takes a village. It takes a community to come together and support stuff like this. So we're really just thrilled to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And we again, thank you for opening up your place and making it happen. We talk about food a lot, you and I do, and what's some of your favorite things that you like? First of all, what are some of the favorite things you like to eat? And then we'll talk a little bit of some of the favorite things you like to prepare or cook.
Well, I would say at the top, I've been on an ice cream kick lately, so I have to say one of my favorite things to eat is ice cream. I made a candied pecan ice cream a couple weeks ago. My peanut butter and Reese's ice cream is good. So I know that sounds silly, but I really love to sit down and eat ice cream.
That doesn't sound silly to me at all.
I'm sure it doesn't. I'm sure there are just some of us out there like that. So I do enjoy it. I like creating things. I like taking basic stuff and creating things with it. So with that being said, barbecue. I enjoy barbecue. Really, Shan, you know my love for motorcycles. I love to get on my bike and go find places to eat.
Oh yeah.
you know, just sit down. I travel alone, and I end up meeting some of the coolest people on the road and finding these hole in the walls. I look for them. I seek them out. I find them, and I go support them. And it's really, really a lot of fun for me.
Oh, yeah. It's I can't imagine some of the road trips you've had and some of the conversations that we had after or even during, always a fun. I get to live vicariously through you because I'm not a motorcyclist. I don't jump out of airplanes, and I do make ice cream, but I like to cook. But I let you do all the crazy stuff, but I enjoy the adventure stories that I get to hear with all of the different things that you're involved in. But Slabby's. You know, you opened that,
I opened that January 9th of 2020, 21 days before the first case of COVID. People said, that's terrible. And actually, it was the biggest blessing I think I've had in my life, because had I not gotten open when I did, I'm not sure Slabby's would be around right now.
Right.
I really don't. I don't know what I would have done. I had the confidence. I had everything came together at that point. It was meant to happen then, and it did. And had it happened much later, I hate to even guess or speculate what may or may not be at this point.
Right. Well, the thing about, and I was just having this conversation with Kay from Prep and Go. You know, the restaurant business and your family. You guys have been in the food industry for years, so you understand. It is not an easy industry to be in. It's a challenge.
No,
it's very challenging.
Really, though, what industry is? I mean, when you really boil it down, what industry is easy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would agree with you that there's really nothing easy. I mean, that, you know, Staples has the easy button, but I think you buy it and you put it on your desk and you just wish that it worked, but it doesn't really work. But when you look at life, it's not easy. But I would say that the food industry, there's maybe because there's so much competition out there and there's so many people that want to do it, they get in it, and then they realize, oh boy, I'm married to this. Because don't you agree, though, it does become kind of like another relationship, because you've got to put attention and time and energy into it.
Sure, yes, absolutely. And I will correct myself a little bit. A lot of industries don't deal with angry people. And there's something to be said about people that are hungry, and dissatisfaction seems to come a little bit faster in a restaurant than it does in a bank.
Right.
You have to have people that support you, obviously, and you have to have a vision. Part of Slabby's earlier is I didn't have a vision of somebody coming in here and working with me and taking over, which led me to working, I think I've told you, from Wednesday morning to Saturday night, I was doing 80-hour weeks. And I did that for years and years. And it'll test you. It'll test everything you have inside of you to keep going, to get up, to, you know, that going to bed at 11 p.m. and getting up at 3 a.m., It's a challenge. It really is. So, that's not to brag about working so much. It's just that's what passion takes. If you want to get somewhere, you know, you just do it. People say, I don't know how you do that. Well, when your name's on it, you find a way. It's just how it is. And if you're not committed to it, your establishment will probably die.
Right. I mean, because that's a great point, because in any business, as you mentioned, it doesn't necessarily have to be, the restaurant business or the food industry, really any industry. I don't think a lot of times people, add in, I should say, the idea of sustainability. I think you get excited about the sexy of starting it up and ribbon cuttings and everybody's going, yay, this is awesome. But then there is that, you know, kind of lull and maybe not quite so much of excitement. And then the factor of sustainability comes into play. And that's where I think some folks just kind of they dry up and they lose it, and they lose interest. And if they lose interest in their own business, that's dangerous. Well, I shouldn't say it's dangerous, but it's like you said, it's not going to lead to success.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Shane, you can do everything right. You can work your tail off, and it still may not work out. So just because you make all the right decisions and you do everything correctly doesn't mean that it's going to work. It takes daily, for lack of a better term, daily affirmations about why you're doing this, what you have. And really, it's not about today. It's about tomorrow and next week and next year. And what are you going to get out of that? Where do you plan on going with that? What are your dreams and aspirations? What do you want? I mean, it boils down to what do you want? And the restaurant industry will expose you, and really it'll expose you and really make you consider, is this what I want to do? Is this what it's all about? Is this it? And if that's it, then you're back to having a business that will probably suffer. But if you're constantly reminding yourself why you do this, why you get up, the people that come in and support you, a lot of people focus on, this person didn't show up, and this, I wish these people would come in. That's not the case. You focus on who came in, who came to support you, and that's where you put your energy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What got you, I know your family's been involved in the food industry, but what motivated you to just say, hey, I just enjoy it and I'm going to do it?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably need to see a psychiatrist to get to the bottom of that one. But I don't know, a passion to feed people. That's something I've always said, if I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere with me and another person and a sandwich, they'll get half of it.
I want to be stuck with you, brother. So.
Yeah, I'll feed you. I mean, we may starve, but at least we'll have something in our belly, and I'm not going to eat it all in front of you.
Yeah.
But there's something about my grandmother, back to her entertaining days. I think that's where it stems. She was an entertainer. She liked to throw parties. She had a taste that I didn't. I was very fortunate to grow up around, somebody that had that kind of passion. And then both of my parents are great cooks. My dad's a great cook. My mother's a great cook. And then you get into my siblings. My sister Sarah's got a thriving catering business over in Covington. My brother's sister-in-law had a barbecue place down in Bloomington. Of course, my brother Charles is involved with Jimmy John's. And so, I don't know. I would only speculate that it comes from my grandparents and their love for food, their love for entertaining. I guess that's it.
Well, and family. And that is a little bit of different, don't you agree? I think every culture is different, but the American culture, and probably enriched by all of the different influences of other cultures from other lands, Italy, Ireland, Spain, Mexico. You think about all of the different other countries that are synonymous with food. They came to America, and as they did this, we became this melting pot of an actual literal melting pot of the different flavors and seasonings and the different styles and culture. And I think, because we as Americans, when we look at food, we don't look at it as just for nourishment. It really is, it's an entertainment. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I agree. I don't know if I'd use the American diet. I think the rest of the world will be offended if we take the American diet and spread it across the world. There's a sense of entertainment. There's a sense of camaraderie that comes with eating. There's a sense of family that comes with it. You forget it. You don't care what somebody's political affiliation, well, most people don't care what somebody's political affiliation is when you're sitting down enjoying a meal, a homemade meal. I'm not talking McDonald's or anything like that. I'm talking somebody that took the time to homemade something, to share that. I mean, people don't realize, you know, somebody bakes a pie. Well, that took them hours. You know, they made a crust. They went and procured the goods, and they want to share that with people they care about. You know, nobody's really a stranger around the dinner table.
Yeah, and you're so right about that, too. And I think, as someone that likes to cook as well, and I like to make cheesecakes, I like to make cavatini, I like to make gumbo and jambalaya.
And you are a good cook, Shan. Don't sell yourself short. I think you're a fantastic
Well,
cook.
I don't know about that, but I do eat what I cook. So, and I haven't died yet, so that's a good thing. But I really do enjoy it. But the thing that I think what I enjoy most, to your point, is that when I make a cheesecake or cavatini, you're always looking for that, hey, so what does it taste like? And unfortunately, and I think you would agree with me, because I come from back in my earlier years growing up in Louisiana, where food is a big deal, you know, and then when I've been around my Italian friends and they, you know, everything is, oh, this is so great, it's sensational. And then, you know, you have people that eat food here in Indiana. Hey, it's okay. Yeah, it's good. It's all right. And I'm like, I want you to rave over it. I mean, I want you to say, man, that was the best. I want that. That's awesome. But, you know, we don't necessarily get that quite energetic here in the good old conservative Hoosier state.
Well, it depends on who you eat with, brother.
Yeah,
you may be sitting
true.
At the wrong table sometimes.
Hey, that's true, because normally you and I—it's crazy that we can get this excited about food, but we do. And
but it's something you do multiple times a day. It's something you do. It's something that provides you nourishment, and I think part of that is lost on the American diet. It really is.
I totally
slow
agree.
Down. Yeah. To stop for a second, the amount of processed food we ingest is. It really is. I try to eat whole foods. I mean, I crack my eggs. Everything that I do is a whole muscle meat. Yeah, there are some things I eat, but I can't tell you the last time I've had fast food. I really can't. I don't even know what it was.
Even though Jimmy John's is fast, it's fresh. I mean, even you talk about. You work there at Jimmy John's a lot, but that's even a different versus a frozen patty that's being seared on a grill.
Sure, and I guess I misspoke a little bit. I do eat Jimmy John's because I work there, so
But again,
I eat that.
I think that's a different. To me, there's just a freshness there that. You know, the bread is so fresh. It's just, it's always really good. I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah, we slice veggies every day. Everything, we take care of it. You can tell. There are some places that are a little bit better than other, but, it's that processed food that's really setting Americans back. One thing I was going to bring up is I've had the luxury to travel. You know, I've had pasta in Italy. I've sat down at cafes in Paris. And in Nice and down in Cannes. I've been to Japan and I've sat at a yakiniku place and grilled my own meat, watched the chefs over there butchering the meat.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe. I went to Alaska last February and just eating the seafood up there was, it's hard to explain. If you haven't done it, I feel very fortunate to have been in the positions to travel as much as I have as a foodie and made it a point to don't think Paris doesn't have KFC and Crack Donald's. They do. But they have some of the most wonderful little spots that do authentic, just wonderful food. Again, I feel very fortunate to have had those opportunities, and I think it gives me a different perspective when it comes to food and eating and preparing food and enjoying food, really.
Yep. Hey, we got a couple of minutes left. I want to kind of focus the next couple of minutes on the event Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that. What can people expect when they come in Saturday?
That's a great question, Shan. We're going to keep it very simple. I'll have on my smoked meats. I've got a few sides. I'm making baked beans. I've got some cheesy potatoes. I'll do some Hoosier potato salad. But really, we're just going to get back into it. I foresee us opening potentially once a month from here on out for the foreseeable future. I would like to pair with organizations that are trying to raise money, because if I open, we can allow people in that help us out, and they can make money. It can be a win-win situation. I would ask for patience on Saturday. I would like to think we'll be pretty busy for the day. We opened, I think, 2 years ago, and it was pretty wild. So, yeah, come in, meet some people. If there's two people at a table of four and two people can sit down, start to get to know your neighbors. It's just a good time for us to just let a lot of things go and let nourishment and food take over, and camaraderie, knowing that this is going to help something in the community. A lot of us can get behind a wonderful Christian concert or a night of Christian music. So this is about barbecue, yes, but it's about our community.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important. One thing I do want to add, Shan, if you don't mind, is Tabitha Posey got a hold of me about doing an event here. So I'm going to allow Cram to do a breakfast here at Flabby's on Saturday, May 9th. So we will be open this Saturday, but May 9th, they're going to do a breakfast. It's $8. It's from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I believe all the proceeds are going to go to secure the funds for this concert. So I wanted to set that out there for people to mark your calendar and get in here on May 9th and support another CRAM event to raise these funds that are desperately needed.
Yeah, and we greatly appreciate it, because it's not cheap to bring in these really good artists. We're going to bring this year, it's Colton Dixon and the Christian artist French, who is that's Austin French, who does great work. Excellent. But Colton Dixon is well known, got a lot of was on the American Idol. And then Damon West, the coffee bean guy who wrote the book The Coffee Bean, great testimony, really going to be a great message. It's going to be a night. We're going to be at Prairie Creek Park at the amphitheater, the Farmers Bank stage, during the Saturday night of Hot Dog Festival. It will be an explosive day. It will be a day of great messaging, great music, and just fellowship. And the opportunity to help raise the money. I mean, we need to raise about 20 grand. So we have.
I was going to say, I thought it was like 15K. So
yeah,
we've got some money raise.
Yeah, we like to try to raise more, because it helps us fuel, because we have to put deposits on the next concerts. So
sure.
Every year we have to raise some more so that we can be ready to go for the next year. And that way, that's why we were able to get these kind of talented musicians and groups, because we book them ahead of time, but we have to put those deposits down. So that's what makes it work. And Mary Kay Baker, Chris Ward, Libby Smith, all the folks that help just do a great job, and we're greatly appreciative of all the partnerships with Healthy Communities and the Clinton County Youth Program that we did, the Recovery Community, Trinity House. There's so many different partners. And then May 9th, like you said, Brad and Tabitha, we appreciate them being a partner in that, and thank you for opening that up. So that's going to be 11 o'clock until the food is out. Till the food is out Saturday, right? You're going to just feed us till the food's gone. So we don't know how long that's going to last, folks. It could be 2 hours, 3 hours. One question, do you have takeout? Can people come in and get takeout?
I will tell you, I don't have a phone here at the shop anymore. I disconnected my phone. You can try to call my cell phone. I'm not about to put that out on the air now.
Yeah, right.
But if you want to search and find my cell phone, I'll leave it up at the front counter. But really, we'd love to see everybody come in. Again, we ask for your patience. We haven't been open for a couple years, so we expect it to be pretty busy. But I've got quite a bit of food prepared. We will last more than 2 hours unless the Purdue football team walks through here and wipes us out, which I don't foresee that happening. So,
It's great cuisine for an awesome cause. So cuisine for a cause. So that is what we appreciate you guys coming in and helping us make this happen. Joseph, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. And
Sam, thank you so much for having me this morning. Yeah. I appreciate everything you do for this community.
Hey, you
and, can I throw this out there?
Yep.
Get out and vote. It's primary season, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get out and vote. You can early vote now. So
people paid a big price for that. So let's get out there and enjoy that freedom that we have to vote. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. I love you, brother.
All right,
thanks
love
so
you too,
much.
God bless. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joseph with Slabby's. It's going to be a great Saturday. We got prep and go from 11 to 2. And if that doesn't find your flavor there, you can go to Slabby's from 11 to whenever the food runs out. So who knows how long is that going to be? So get to both places if you can. Maybe to get some takeout at one of them and eat it later, whatever the case may be. But support our local restaurants. We need you to do that. It would be greatly appreciated. And you're helping a great cause in bringing a Christian message to a much-needed hurting world. That's going to wrap it up for me on this week. Hard to believe we're in the second week of April of 2026, but that's going to do it for me. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Until then, have a great one. Stay courageous. Be safe. Talk to you soon.